A Limerick by John Chardy. Stuart Wright was last seen near Twin Buttes, being chased by a party of Utes who kept calling and calling, like you, an appalling insistence on trivial pursuits. At the sound of the tone, leave your name and he'll groan. Stuart writes at the court of St. James. He flew over to drop a few names in Her Majesty's ear. Try dropping yours here, but please, no pretentious false claims. At the sound of the tone, leave your name and he'll groan. At this point in time, Stuart Wright, a limerick by John Chardy. At this point in time, Stuart Wright is a less than desirable sight, and all he can say is scram, shoo, go away, but it sure was one hell of a night. At the sound of the tone, leave your name and he'll groan. A limerick by John Chardy. This is Stew Scam Surveillance, Team 3. Stop right there and produce some ID at the sound of the chime, or you may do hard time for sounding suspicious to me. At the sound of the tone, leave your name, and he'll groan. Don't ask me where Stuart has got to. A limerick by John Chardy. Don't ask me where Stuart has got to. I'm just a dumb gimmick he taught to sit here night and day with instructions to say he's not in, though the truth is he's blotto. At the sound of the tone, leave your name, and he'll groan. A limerick by John Chardy. Stuart Wright is tied up on Corn Hill in a bad mood. He just rigged his still with a gravity-fed dribble line to his bed, but he woke up awash in a spill. At the sound of the tone, leave your name, and he'll groan. A limerick by John Chardy. This is not, repeat, not Stuart Wright. He would waste his time being polite. All I have to say is I have it all day. Leave your name now, or go fly a kite. A limerick by John Chardy. There was an old geezer named Wright, whose morals were simply a fright. If you're calling for him, your own must be dim, or dimmer, or nowhere in sight. At the sound of the tone, leave your name and he'll groan. A limerick by John Chardy. If you're looking for Wright, you've gone wrong. He's not in. But he should be along as soon as he's through being out. As for you, leave your name at the ding of the dong. Ding. A limerick by John Chardy. This is Wright. I'm out climbing a tree. If you care to bark up it, feel free. I do hope, of course, that you do not get hoarse, but that's really nothing to me. At the sound of the tone, leave your name and I'll groan. Stuart Wright, a limerick by John Chardy. Stuart Wright, I regret to report, has been seized by an urge to cavort by the light of the moon. I expect him back soon. He's a little too old for the sport. At the sound of the tone, leave your name and he'll groan. A limerick by John Chardy. Stuart Wright cannot speak to you now. He was out last night teaching a cow to jump over the moon, but it came down too soon, and all he has said since is, ow. At the sound of the tone, leave your name, and he'll groan.
Then it means that personally that I will not be as a guy to whom the Director of Space Management reports, I will not be evicting you from the tower.
I'm grateful for that.
It wasn't an easy decision, and it will be obvious to you, but I am not the person who has made the final decision on this, but the acquisition simply is not going to be proceeded with, and I can only assure you that your collection is considered quite valuable